not of the same ilk. The born again are not of the same ilk. I-L-K. And I'm trying to think, where did that word come from? It means the same. It really goes back to the word same. But if you really think about it, etymology is not going to be able to do this. You'd have to do this on your own. Ilk is no different than milk. Ilk is milk. The same milk cow, right? It's not the same milk. It's not from the same milk cow. Oh, Lord. When you step to the next level, I understand what Apostle Paul was doing. He knew that most people would never, because of the cares of this life, the devil, and even when the church gets together, they still have the flesh side, and everybody's fighting and arguing over stupid stuff. And I'm of Paul, I'm of Cephas, I'm of this one. He said, I'm glad that I didn't baptize none of you. He says, is the church divided? You know, a lot of people want to bring the world into some kind of ecumenical oneness. The world is never going to be in oneness. The new heaven and earth, yeah. Now, when Jesus rules for 1,000 years with a rod of iron, yeah. They're going to submit whether they want to or not. But the heart is so hard, it's going to be hard for them to admit that they... They're going to have to follow the rules, the law, but their heart ain't going to be in it. You know, if your heart's not in it, why are you doing it? You don't love that woman? If your heart's not in it, why'd you marry her? If she don't love you, her heart's not in it, why'd she marry you? If the heart ain't in it, what's the benefit, you know? There ain't no benefit. If that career, you do that career for 40 years and your heart's not in it. Yeah, but I make money. Well, you better work 5 years and save all that money and start your own business or something. Or pay off all your debt. Because if your heart ain't in it, you're going to be miserable. Miserable. I picked up these free cabinets, which is actually a foreshadow or a precog of the kitchen area, the bathroom area, that I'm getting ready to work on evidently, because it just appeared out of nowhere. I walked around the block, saw some free cabinets. Oh, I hope my transmission don't go out. That was a wild click. Not of the same ilk. The born again is different than the unsaved. Period. Not of the same ilk. You get the weird part is the unsaved. The saved understand the unsaved, but the unsaved don't understand the saved. Because you've moved from that state of being where you were lost and hellbound, and you got saved, and then you started renewing your mind. The reason, why do I do my channel? Because there's a few born again out there that know what I'm talking about. And yeah, they're tired of this place, but at the same time, yeah, me too. I'm tired of it too, but at the same time, we can renew our mind and we can make the best of it. And if you understand that every day is a repeat, you can sow a seed in today, and what seed you sow in today is going to come back tomorrow, whatever it is. So if you invest $5 a day, not the lottery, don't do the lottery. Instead of paying $5 in the lottery, train a pattern in your mind where you're investing $5 a day in a stock, an ETF or something like that, and just watch it grow. A Fidelity ETF is going to grow. Just watch it grow. The lottery ticket's not going to grow. It's not going to grow. Hello? The lottery ticket's not going to grow. The lottery ticket's not going to grow. I don't care how much water you put on it. I don't care how much sunshine. It's not going to grow. But the investment is going to grow. And you don't even have to water it. You just let it sit. Especially if it's a ETF that's designed to grow. I got to unload these shelves.